Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get it, y'all. Hello, Upstate South Carolina. It's Thursday, and the Rob Brown Show is on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. What's happening? Good to be with y'all. I am Rob Brown. The pleasure is exclusively mine. Back in the network studio, pushing buttons, switching switches, making the show sound as good as it does every single day. They call him the great one. Lonzo, in charge of the broadcast, once again, adorned in his Kansas City Chiefs gear, as we are, a grand total of 2 and some change days away from them going for the repeat. What up, Zoe?
I was going to ask you if you knew that there was a big game coming up this weekend.
I have been informed.
Yeah.
Yes, I have been informed. I have not. I mean,
this has been a long week, man. I wish this thing would get here. I'm ready to go.
Is this the longest week in sports? The week before your team plays for a championship?
Some people wouldn't know.
Wow. Atlanta Falcons fans getting the call. Oh, no, they've been to one. They've been to one. I forgot.
Yeah, you don't want to bring that up.
Yeah. I mean, no, I do. I absolutely do want to bring it up. They don't want me to bring it up, but I absolutely do want to bring it up as often as possible, as a matter of fact. Anyway, Kansas City Chiefs, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, obviously going to be giving you a little bit more insight into that game later on today. We got a ton of other stuff coming up at 2 o'clock. We're going to be joined by Tony Gwynn Jr., Major League Baseball analyst. Of course, the son of the Hall of Famer, Tony Gwynn Sr. Tony Gwynn Jr. spent quite a bit of time in Major League Baseball, has been working as an analyst for the Padres. He's also an analyst for Radio.com. We're going to talk to him a little bit about the challenges that Major League Baseball faces as they head into the next season in just a little over a month away. So we'll talk to Tony Gwynn Jr. at noon today. Obviously, we got a lot of other stuff to get into at 2:20, right after that interview. Lonzo brings his Fight Club as we break down all the combat sports taking place around the world. Later on today, get into a little wrestling and that really, really good AEW and NXT this week. Obviously, still talking about the fallout from the Royal Rumble. We'll get into some of the bigger MMA stories that are breaking, of which there is no shortage. Tyson Fury earlier today had some comments about Conor McGregor that I have no doubt Lonzo, based on his bewildered look there, is fully prepared to discuss. See?
Yeah. See? Yeah, you're absolutely
See?
Right. Yeah.
He was all over it.
Yes.
He
yes, I am. I cannot wait for that. I will give you full coverage of that in 2 hours.
Yes. Definitely not right this second, though. Definitely not yet. Coming up at 2:20, Fight Club. Lonzo guides us through all your combat sports. Of course, we've also got to get to your prop bets guide for the Super Bowl. All the prop bets that you can take, where we're putting our money and why. All that coming up on the show today. Gonna be a busy one. Let's jump right into it. Hashtag stick to sports, they say. Rob and Zoe respond by bringing you, this segment that we do every day. The lunch breakdown, the 3 most important topics that you need to know about before you go talk sports with your friend, families, coworkers, or the wall, whoever it is you spend your lunch break with. That is right, ladies and gentlemen. The hardest hitting stories of the day come your way right now. And we begin with item number one. Big news coming out of Clemson this morning, as we have got some shakeups and breakups on the coaching staff there for the Clemson Tigers. Head coach Dabo Swinney, and I'm actually kind of excited about this one there, Lonzo. Dabo Swinney has announced that Clemson has a new running backs coach. That young man's name, how about NFL superstar, former Tiger, C.J. Spiller, will be taking over the reins at the running back position. Dabo Swinney said, quote, C.J. is one of the greatest ambassadors that we've had for our program for a long time, and now for him to be able to come back and to be able to sow seeds into these young men and teach all the things that he's learned throughout his career, there's not a guy on the staff more committed and more all-in for Clemson than C.J. Spiller, that's for sure. To have CJ out on the road recruiting and have him leading these young men day in and day out is something I'm really, really excited about, and I can't wait to see him take the field this spring leading that group. Spiller joins Clemson staff on a full-time basis after joining the program as an unpaid coaching intern last season while pursuing his master's degree in athletic leadership. Prior to entering the coaching ranks, Spiller was one of the most decorated players in Clemson history, earning selection last month for induction into the College Football Hall of Fame class of 2021. Spiller said, quote, I'm definitely excited for this job and express my gratitude to Coach Swinney, Director of Athletics Dan Radakovich, and the Board of Trustees. I thank them for trusting me with the opportunity to have an impact on these young men's lives and represent our university in a first-class manner. It doesn't happen very often that you're able to coach at your alma mater, especially your first gig, and for me to have that opportunity, I don't take it lightly. I'm just ecstatic about getting started. Of course, Spiller played back from 06 to 09, including a senior campaign in which he won the ACC Player of the Year award and was a unanimous first-team All-American en route to finishing sixth in the Heisman Trophy voting. That year, he joined Reggie Bush as the only players in college football history with 3,000 yards rushing, 1,500 yards kickoff returns, 1,000 receiving yards, and 500 yards in punt returns, becomes the fourth Clemson graduate amongst the Tigers' 10 full-time assistant coaches, joining Brandon Streeter from the 99 class, Tony Elliott from the 02 class, and Tyler Grisham from the 09 class. This is a big pickup. This is a big pickup, Lonzo, to add C.J. Spiller, not just a guy that knows how to succeed at the running backs position to be the new running backs coach, but on top of that, a guy that is pretty much beloved by everybody who's had any interaction with him. And if you are a recruit at the running back position, looking to make a name for yourself, looking to gain some notoriety at that spot, who better to coach you up on how to do it than a guy who was an All-American at the school you're signing to play with, a guy who went on to have a stellar NFL career. I love this pickup for the running backs coach of C.J. Spiller for the Clemson Tigers, though.
You know, and another thing it does, it stops Clemson fans from being concerned when you're losing coaches and you're shaking things up. You bring someone in, as you said, who's beloved by the fans and had a really good career at Clemson. It's funny, one of the only autographs I have on the wall in my office is from C.J. Spiller. And I didn't get it myself. My buddy who I did a sports show with was a Clemson fan, and he got C.J. Spiller to send me an autograph as a joke, which is hilarious as me, a non-Clemson fan. So I'm a C.J. Spiller fan, obviously, because I have his autograph hanging on the wall, and he's going to do a great job. He absolutely is.
On top of that, Clemson has also announced that offensive coordinator Tony Elliott has been promoted to assistant head coach, and on top of that, has now joined the $2 million club after a raise was approved by the Board of Trustees. Elliott receives a bump from $1.7 million to $2 million annually, with a new deal beginning July 1st and running through January 31st of 2026. There are only five assistants besides Elliott who receive at least $2 million in 2020. One of those was Tigers defensive coordinator Brent Venables, who made $2.4 million. Clemson passing game coordinator Brandon Streeter, we mentioned him just a moment ago, also received a raise and increased from $590,000 to $615,000 a year. And C.J. Spiller signed on for $300,000 a year. All other Clemson assistants had 1 year added to their deals. They did not receive raises, but they did get the 1 year extension added to their current salary. So this makes all the sense in the world to me, as you are at a point where Tony Elliott has been receiving phone call after phone call after phone call from different teams trying to get him to come over and become their new head coach. Right now, there seems to be one school, it's being reported by those in the know, that Elliott is ultimately holding out on. We know that he got a call from a couple of NFL teams. We know he's gotten calls from a handful of other college teams to come over and be their head coach. The guy is clearly waiting for the right job to come open, which I think is the right way to handle that for Tony Elliott. But it doesn't hurt Clemson to pad that pocket a little bit more and make whatever school is the right job cost a little bit more if they want Tony Elliott.
What does it mean, though, assistant head coach? Real, I mean, in some places, that's head coach in waiting. Is that what he is here? Is he now the head coach in waiting at Clemson? Is this an indication that Dabo is considering leaving and he's named his predecessor? Is that possibly what this is? Because every other school, when there is an assistant head coach named, that coach thinks that really soon he's going to be taking the reins. So Dabo must be leaving. Now that would concern Clemson fans if Dabo was leaving.
Like, I don't want to say what you were doing because I don't want to ruin the mystique, you know?
How do we know that's what I was doing? Am I wrong? Am I wrong about in other schools when assistant head coach is named, they're usually head coach in waiting? They are. It's just I'm coming at it from an angle that's, you know, I'm just looking at history and how it is everywhere else. And so Clemson needs to be worried. Dabo must be on his way out the door.
Are you wrong? Yes. Maybe not. Yes. But there's a possibility, yes, that you are nailing it. No.
Remember, when this happens, you heard it here first.
Dabo Swinney at 51 years old, watching Nick Saban as he's about to, if he hasn't punched 70, he's all up over it. Yeah, I'm not uber concerned about that. I do think, Zoe, that when you watched Clemson's offense fall apart without Tony Elliott at the reins against Ohio State,
by the way,
in the semifinals.
Nick Saban, 69, dude.
Yeah. No, nice. Yeah, Dabo's not going anywhere, but Tony Elliott is. Tony Elliott is. And I think what you're doing here, if you're Clemson, by giving him this nice little salary bump, is very simple. You are saying, hey, Virginia Tech, which is the next school up on the list of the where there's smoke, there's fire list of schools that I'm seeing as a preferred landing spot for Tony Elliott. If you want this cat, if you want our assistant head coach, that's fine. But you are coming way, way out of pocket to bring him in. You are coming way out of pocket to make him your guy. Basically, you're taking a lot of the mid-tier schools that might ultimately be interested in Tony Elliott, you're taking them and you're trying to price them out. You are making sure that if Tony Elliott's going anywhere, it's blue bloods with big-time money that are going to have to pay big-time money to get him.
Yeah, but you're doing the same with Tony Elliott. You're giving him a title. You're giving him a bump in pay to make it harder for him to want to leave. So if he leaves, more than likely, the only way he'll be able to do it is to take a pay cut.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, here's the thing. The good news, and this is the one spot, the really bright spot in the situation for the Clemson Tigers, you're in a great spot because Tony Elliott wants to be there. He's had no shortage of opportunities of places to go. He's had no shortage of opportunities to head to, heck, all the way up to the NFL if he so wished to do so. He could go all the way to the league. There's teams that are interested in him. But he clearly loves being at Clemson. And the opportunity that gets him out of there is going to have to be an incredible one, and this just makes staying at Clemson that much more attractive. We'll circle back around to that coming up in a little while, but we got to run through the rest of our lunch break down. Item number two, Rory McIlroy has responded. Yesterday, Zoe and I talked about the efforts of the Royal and Ancient Golf Club, as well as the
Royal
USGA.
And Ancient. It's right. They're royal. They're ancient. That means they're out of touch, aren't they? He's going to come running down the hall. We talked about it yesterday.
I like that Dick Van Dyke's character from Mary Poppins is weighing in on the PGA Tour here. The Royal.
I sweep the chimneys, I do.
At Royal and Ancient. They have looked into and issued a report discussing a strategy on how to take some of the length off of some of the biggest hitters on the game at golf's most elite levels, where Rory McIlroy is now one of the few who have joined the ranks of saying they do not like this idea. McIlroy said, quote, "I think the authorities are looking at the game through such a tiny little lens that what they're trying to do is change something that pertains to 0.1% of the golfing community. 99% of the people that play this game play for enjoyment. They don't need to be told what ball or clubs to use. I think this report has been a huge waste of time and money, because the money that it's cost to do this report could have been way better distributed to getting people into the game." Yeah, I know Zoe is over there, Tiger Woods fist pumping with excitement because Rory McIlroy is in the camp de Zoe. But I'm going to disagree.
It was a jab. Don't put me in the Tiger camp right there.
All right, fine. He's in the Rory camp. Well, no, you did that. Oh, you did that. You did more of a punch.
That was a Tyson Fury jab. That's what
okay.
that was.
Well, I was trying to link it to a golfer, though. It's a golf story. Anyway, Rory McIlroy's wrong about this, okay? Rory McIlroy's wrong about this. And he's wrong about this for one simple reason. This doesn't pertain to 99% of golfers. This pertains to the 1%. This pertains to the guys on tour. This pertains to the guys on the European tour, the guys on the Asian tour, the guys on the North American tour, the guys in the PGA. That's it. This doesn't pertain to Rob and Lonzo when they head down to the club at Hidden Creek and knock balls
around.
But
it does. This is what we talked about yesterday. It does filter down, because the guys down, the amateurs are going to look up and see what the pros are playing. And if they aren't, my favorite golfer uses these clubs, so I'm using these clubs. Well, if they can't use the ones they want anymore, it absolutely filters down. Well,
that's the whole point. You can still use the clubs. You just can't use specific models of the club, and only if you're on the PGA Tour. And I got to tell you, Lonzo, if you walk into a shop and I'm outfitting you for clubs, and I say, hey, these clubs right here for your swing style and the way you play are the best for you, and then you go, yeah, but Bryson plays these others, so I'm going to play those instead. I don't know what to tell you at that point, right?
Are you saying that doesn't happen? LeBron James, I want the shoes that he wears. I want some of those shoes.
Sure.
I mean, it's the same. You see your sports hero, and you want to use what they have, because in your mind, it makes you feel a little bit closer to your hero.
Sure. Absolutely. And if that's the way you spend money on golf clubs, it's a dumb idea. That's all I'm saying. And if this is going to drastically change the way that every Joe Blow goes down and fits himself out for clubs, I don't really care. I don't really care, because I'd rather the spirit of the game, as our buddy Red said yesterday on Twitter, I'd rather the spirit of the game be left intact than be worried about what Joe Smith down at the local country club thinks about, you know, the particular Callaway club that Bryson DeChambeau is using that he can't. All right, we'll circle back to that as well, but I want to get to the final item on the lunch breakdown. Deshaun Watch 2021, bump, bump, bum, is on once again. Two interesting stories, both of them connected to the Las Vegas Raiders. It was reported late last night that John Gruden has been saying he does not believe that the Houston Texans will trade Deshaun Watson. He believes that there is more benefit for Houston in hanging on to Deshaun Watson than there is splitting away from him. But less than 24 hours after those comments, there are now stories being reported by Radio.com that the Raiders are shopping around Derek Carr. And they're shopping around Derek Carr for one reason. They're shopping around Derek Carr because they believe after what they have seen Jared Goff and Matt Stafford go for, they believe that they could get a pair of first-round picks for Derek Carr, which means they could trade as many as four first-round picks for Deshaun Watson to the Houston Texans, and they are apparently interested in doing just that. They are interested in trading Derek Carr, acquiring a handful more picks, and trading all of those picks to the Houston Texans in order to bring in Deshaun Watson to Vegas. And there are rumors, just rumors, light rumors out of Houston that Deshaun Watson might actually be interested in playing for the Las Vegas Raiders and John Gruden. If Deshaun is interested in the Raiders, and if the Raiders can amass a stack full of first rounders, that might be a match. That might be a match. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll break that down here in just a second. Could Deshaun end up in Vegas alongside John Gruden? And if this is an offer the Raiders are trying to put together, could that potentially mean that the Carolina Panthers get priced out of Deshaun Watch 2021? Bum, bum, bum. We'll talk about that in the next segment of the Rob Brown Show. Rob Lonzo and you on ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Looks like we're working, but the sound is hot, so I'm going to have to adjust the
mic. Well, Rob, you know that we're back on the air.
Oh, is that why that?
That's why the music is playing.
How about that? How about that? We are as we speak, as a matter of fact, toying and testing with our brand new technology that allows us to stream the show live to your homes or wherever else it is that you are.
The fun part about this is if you have a chance, jump on the ESPN Upstate Facebook page right now and tell us what we need to do to tweak it.
You're basically our beta testers.
That's right.
Is what you are.
Jump in.
You're our beta testers. Go to our Facebook. Greg says, quote, there's a crap ton of reverb. I'm very well versed in science, but I don't know what the levels of crap ton are.
I heard the beginning of it, and there was definitely at least a crap ton of it. But
okay. I have dropped the mic volume down on this significantly. Hopefully that will help out with that. Greg, if you congratulations, you unless our buddy Keegan, who was the official unofficial sound engineer of the show, shows up. Greg, you are serving that role today. So let us know if the audio is better. Again, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/ESPN Upstate. You're actually able to stream the show live with the big Rob Brownski and the Lonzo and watch as we do the show. Again, this is a test. This is only a test, and we're waiting to see if it works out or not. So drop us a comment below. Let us know if it is working or not, how the sound is, whether the quality is there for you or not. And, of course, if you comment on Facebook, we're going to be able to interact with you live during the show as well as during the breaks, during the segments off the air as well. So you'll actually be able to you'll be able to hear us during the breaks. You'll be able to chat along with Alonzo and I, and we can interact with you. Chris is saying the sound is still bad. I wonder if there's a way, Zo, on this machine we're using here to decrease the sound of the actual line out volume without touching the rest of it. I don't know how that works.
That would be an engineering question.
Yeah.
And I will run that down the line to engineering right now.
Perfect. Sounds good. Outstanding. So we're going to work on it. And again, just so you know, this is the really the first time we've gotten to test this out and play with this software. So it's kind of a new thing that we're running. Hopefully it's going to work. Andrew, Kerry, Steven, Chris, I see your comments. I appreciate you guys checking it out and toying with it. We're going to be working on the sound. This is a work in progress as we go. Let us know if the sound's getting better, because I'm going to be toying with some settings. For those of you who are not listening or not watching along, again, you can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/ESPN Upstate and follow along with us as we try out this new software. Robin Lonzo with you here on the show. So here's what we're going to do. Chris is saying that Lonzo actually sounds worse than I do. Greg says it sounds like the mic is hooked up through a bad cell phone.
I was going to say, listen, that's just my normal voice. I do sound worse than Rob, but that's by design.
True. If you guys could actually hear us talk, Lonzo in real life actually sounds like if Barry White sounded more sensual. That's how Lonzo sounds in real life. He tones it down for the show.
Yeah, I can't do that on the air because there will be a lot of swooning and swerving. We don't want that happening.
That's true. All right, so we're going to toy with this. Again, facebook.com/ESPN Upstate. Join us there as we work with this new software. I appreciate all you guys' input. Please keep giving us input as we toy around with some of these settings throughout the remainder of the show. We're going to work on getting this set up, and hopefully we'll get it going better sooner rather than later. All right, let's take a real quick break. Get back on the clock. When we come back here in just a minute from right now, we'll talk about the latest in Deshaun Watch 2021, bump, bump, bum, and let you know what this Vegas situation might impact and how it might impact the Carolina Panthers' bid to try to get Deshaun into Charlotte. That's up next on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob, Lonzo, you be a part of the show at 844-GSP-ESPN. All right, so I think we've got, apparently my end is sounding better, but your volume is still thrown out. We're working on it. Again, it's a work in progress. Nothing better than live production. Steven says, what do you expect from a kids show? It's a show for boys. Steven, get it right, man.
Yeah, yo boys. Yo boys.
All right.
Trust me, your boys have a better shot of making this work than the men do.
All right, so here's what we've learned as we carry on Deshaun Watch 2021, bump, bump, bum. We know now that two things have happened out in Vegas. The first is that John Gruden came out and says that he does not believe that the Houston Texans are going to end up trading Deshaun Watson. He thinks that they know the value in Deshaun ultimately over the next, let's say, 8-10 years is more than the combined value of all of the draft picks that they would receive if they won. According to a number of sources, the Raiders are looking at shopping around their current starting quarterback, Derek Carr. And the reason that they're shopping Derek Carr is they believe, after seeing the trade of Stafford and Goff go down, they believe at this point that Derek Carr could fetch them at least a couple of first-rounders. And to tell you the truth, I don't think they're wrong. Derek Carr's had some moments over the past couple of years. I think Derek Carr, with the age that he has and a very team-friendly contract, is probably a guy that could justify one or two first-round picks, add them to what the Raiders already have. And the rumor, the thought there, is that if they can pick up a couple of first-round picks, package them with their next couple of first-round picks moving forward, they could offer up to four first-round picks to bring Deshaun Watson from H-Town up to Vegas to be the next quarterback of the LV Raiders. And I got to tell you, I don't hate that deal. The second rumor that's flying around right now is that Deshaun Watson has specifically said that he would accept a trade to Vegas. Now, that one is far more of a question mark rumor for me, all right? I've only seen that reported out of one place. It was a beat writer up in Vegas, and of course, every beat writer in every city is going to report that they personally heard that Deshaun Watson was personally interested in playing for the team that they cover. Of course, that's what they're going to say. I don't know if I believe that. I don't see what it is that would be attractive about Vegas to Deshaun Watson. They do have a young team. They've got some skill position talent down there that I do think would go a long way in bringing Deshaun's potential to reach the playoffs up above Houston, but that's not saying all that much. I feel the same way about Carolina. I feel the same way about Chicago. I feel the same way, in a weird way, about the Jets, though I don't love the offseason of the New York Jets so far. So, if that is indeed the case, and Deshaun's interested in Vegas, then that drives the price of Deshaun Watson in Deshaun Watch 2021, bump, bump, bum, up even higher, right? By default, it's going to drive that price up even higher than it already is. And because of that, I got to think if you're Carolina right now, Lonzo, you're watching these stories break out of Vegas with great interest, knowing full well that if any momentum starts to come of this story, you're going to have to start building an even better and more impressive package than the one we thought was going to be up front, which was the 8 this year, the first rounder next year, probably 2 to 3 mid-round draft picks somewhere in the middle of the next 2 years, and Teddy Bridgewater, and likely another starter caliber player somewhere else. If Deshaun is indeed interested in Vegas, I'm not going to say that's the end of the bidding for Carolina. I am saying the investment level goes up significantly.
Well, here's the thing. You know, if you're Deshaun and you're looking at who's the better team right now, what are you going to say? Obviously, Carolina is a younger team, and you got a chance to grow, and you've got a great piece in Christian McCaffrey. But you look at the stuff that you get going to Vegas, and I don't know. If I'm Deshaun, I think Vegas is more appealing right now. Vegas has a better shot at doing something in the playoffs right now than probably Carolina does. But then you got to weigh that against the fact that you would kind of be like coming home if you go to the Panthers. It's going to get out of range eventually if this stuff is as you say, and the Panthers are just going to be they're not going to be in the bidding anymore.
So I'm actually going to mildly disagree with your take that the Raiders are more playoff ready, and it's for one reason. I don't trust John Gruden. I don't. I know he's been there, but that was 20 years ago. 20 years ago was John Gruden a playoff coach and a Super Bowl coach. I don't think Chucky's the guy that he used to be. Is Matt Rhule? Jury's still out. But I can tell you, based on the stories and what we've heard since Matt Rhule showed up in Charlotte, I got to tell you, I like the direction that he's headed in. I like what Matt Rhule is doing right now. I like the way this team is building chemistry around him. I like the young talent that Carolina has. I like the direction their defense started to point in towards the end of the year last year. If I'm Deshaun and my goal is start making it to the playoffs and having long-term playoff success, I think Carolina is more suited than Las Vegas right now to do that unless something drastic happens with John Gruden. But I like Carolina for Deshaun Watson right now. And listen, that's an in-division guy, right? If Deshaun shows up in the NFC South, my team likely is relegated back to middle of the pack, or at least having to be far more competitive in that division moving forward. But for the benefit of the Carolina Panthers and for the benefit of that team getting better and moving forward, I really, really like Carolina still being here. And that's why I've said, Zoe, if I'm Carolina, I don't care what the investment cost is for Deshaun Watson, unless you're asking for like 10 years of first-round draft picks. But if you're asking for four first-rounders for Deshaun, I'm sending them. You got it. Absolutely. Because 10 years of Deshaun is likely going to outproduce whoever the four players are that you bring in as first-round draft picks, unless you stumble into a franchise-changing quarterback with one of those picks, which has not been happening recently.
Well, there's another angle. If you are Deshaun Watson and you want to be in a division with arguably one of, if not the best quarterback in the NFL right now, then you want to go to the Raiders because you know you're going to get those matchups against Patrick Mahomes twice a year, and those would be amazing. They absolutely would, as opposed to going to Carolina and having a shot to rule the division, which he absolutely would have a shot to do, whether Brady comes back one more year or not.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, I think, and again, I need to see the development of skill position talent. I want to see what the Carolina Panthers do with their remaining draft picks, et cetera. A couple more wide receivers or another stellar wide receiver to be partnered out there. I think they're good at a young tight end spot. The running back needs to be shored up. But if you ask me if I'd be comfortable with Deshaun competing against a 44-year-old Tom Brady next year, yeah. Yeah, I would. I'd absolutely be thrilled about that. I hope they make the move. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776 is the number. Text us 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Join us over on Facebook. We got some folks in the chat today. Andrew Dockery, love the show, fellas. Thank you, Andrew. Greg, appreciate your comments. Everybody, Panda's in there as well. Brandon, Steven. There's a young lady in there named Lisa, Zoe. Do you know who that is, out of curiosity?
Sounds very familiar.
Okay.
I love that name, by the way. I just want to point that out.
She says, hey, Du Bois. What up? All right, quick break. Join us over on Facebook, facebook.com/ESPNUpstate. You can comment. You can hang out with us during the breaks. We can actually chat with you during the breaks in real time. Quick break. We're back after this on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, the Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Robin, Lonzo, and you wrapping up hour number one. Thanks for joining us. Those of you that were over on the Facebook stream, got a lot of progress over there on our streaming app. And for those who checked it out, we really appreciate it. For the rest of you guys, we're going to be doing this again. Hopefully, I'll have the kinks worked out by tomorrow. We'll be able to do the whole show live tomorrow on our video streaming, so you'll be able to pop on over. And also, I learned this while I was screwing around there during the break there, Zoe. Apparently, we can actually stream out to multiple sources at the same time. So we'll be able to go live on our YouTube page, our Facebook page, via Twitter, all of the social medias at the same time. That way, for those of you who are Facebookless, you'll actually be able to join us on YouTube. You'll be able to join us on the Twitter machine, etc., etc. Pretty excited to get the kinks worked out this afternoon. Fingers, toes, and all available appendages crossed.
It's so cool that you can do all that. I haven't tried that yet, but it's cool that you can do it on all those things at once, which is what was so appetizing. Not really the word, but that's the one I'm going with, about StreamYard and the abilities for them to do all of that. And very soon, every station in the building will be able to do this. But you know what? To work out bugs, you got to jump on and you got to go through it. And this is why we appreciate the feedback of the listeners for getting on there and telling us what we need to fix.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So thanks to everybody that jumped in on that live stream there to kind of work with us to try to figure it out. We sincerely appreciate it. 844-GSP-ESPN's the number, 844-477-3776 is the number to be a part of the program. You can text us at 71-307-71307. Tweet us at the Rob Brown Show, at Lonzo on Word, and at ESPN Upstate. Courtside Karen Gate picking up steam. I'm really only talking about this, though, besides the fact that it's hilariously entertaining to me, because there's an investigation going on into the incident that took place between LeBron James and a group of fans courtside at the Lakers-Hawks game the other night. Those four fans were ejected. One of the women ejected, Juliana Carlos, went on Instagram Live before she even left the arena to explain in their side of the story what happened. Of course, we know there was the confrontation. We know that following the game, LeBron sent out a tweet where he dubbed the woman courtside Karen. We know that those four were ejected. LeBron came out afterwards and said that he did not think that it was worth an ejection. After some folks started looking into different angles of what happened in that altercation, apparently the final straw that set the woman off to the point that she pulled down her mask and took a couple of steps toward the court was that LeBron, Zoe, apparently said to the woman's husband something to the tune of "old steroid ass." He said, "Sit your old steroid ass down," and that's what ended up setting the woman off. There is a lesson that you learn, Lonzo, very early in the smack talk game, and it is that if thou can dish it, thou must be able to taketh it. LeBron apparently stepped in on old hubby, and old courtside Karen got a little agitated that LeBron called him, quote, "old steroid ass." And so the only reason I'm talking about it is because I find that hilarious. That's it.
I'm just trying to figure out. So the steroids was only injected into the gluteus region. So to her, baby got back, right? Is that what, you know, and why was LeBron looking? Anyway, so I, you know, so now we know that roid rage may have had something to do with it.
Yeah, old steroid ass. Apparently, this young lady, Juliana Castro, did not take kindly to LeBron insinuating that her husband was utilizing the old performance-enhancing drugs to get that swole on, and she decided to step up and go after said basketball player.
I have
hilarious.
The inclination to sing the Blues Brothers version of "Stand By Your Man," but I'm not going to do it.
I got nothing. Like, I've got nothing to add to this story from what we said yesterday. I just wanted to say live on the air that LeBron James called the husband old steroid ass because that is hilarious to me.
Yeah,
that's the only reason I brought it up.
Is that max game coming from him, though? I would have thought he could come up with something. Although it's probably an apt description. I haven't seen the dude. So that's a smack talk, though. That's stuff you would hear on the playground.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound like something that would cause someone to get kicked out.
Here's what I found in the years of smack talk etiquette that I have studied. What I have learned, Lonzo, is that the best way to get into somebody's head with smack talk is to just say what they are, right? People take personally the things that they are the most. If somebody got no shot, the best way to get in their head is talk about how they got no shot. If somebody is roided up, the best way to talk about them, to get them riled up, is to call them old steroid ass. If somebody has cheated on their wife, the best way to rile them up is talk about their wife and their relationship. That's just how it works. And if LeBron called old steroid ass out for it, and courtside Karen got mad, as LeBron said, and came up after him, all it shows me is that LeBron won that smack talk battle in particular, and nothing else.
And do you lose something when your wife is standing up for you? I mean, at the same time, you're pretty proud that she's jumping in and she loves you enough to jump up. But did she have to? Does that mean you don't have enough game, so your wife had to step in for you? It's a concern.
I have told every woman that I have dated and will continue to do so, if some ish goes down while we are out and about, if some stuff goes down, I do not want you running your mouth on my behalf, all right? Don't. Because if it comes to blows, Lonzo, if it comes to blows, guess who the one eating those jaw shots is going to be, regardless of who says what?
Unless you're dating Ronda Rousey or someone like that.
Which would be great, but I'm not, and I never have been. If courtside Karen was to escalate this situation to the point that Braun lost his damn mind and decided to go all Malice at the Palace Detroit Pistons on it, and we know, we've seen it happen, that NBA players will step it up into the stands once or twice. If it ever got to the point that LeBron and Montrezl Harrell and the rest of the Lake Show decided that enough had been said and done that they needed to have a little altercation with the fans, courtside Karen is not the one that's taking LeBron James' best shot to the dome. I am. Me. I'm the one getting KO'd there by LBJ, not you. Don't say nothing. Let me handle it. And if I say, shh, we need to walk away from this situation, it's because I'm going to get punched, not you. All right? Stop, Karen.
I don't know. If LeBron's calling you steroid booty, I'm going to go with that. That means you might have some swole going on, and you might be able to handle LeBron. Maybe.
I'm going to say this. In my experience, and if this describes you and it offends you, I'm glad I'm working from home. Please don't come beat me up. But from what I have been told by the MMAers and boxers I have interacted with in the past, steroids are more aesthetics than strength. You can get big on roids, but it doesn't mean you got strong on roids. All right? I'm just saying, in the fight between LeBron James, a top 1% professional athlete, and literally any fan in attendance at a game, odds are LeBron's winning that fight. So, Karen, don't get your husband in a spot where he gets knocked out by the entire Los Angeles Lakers starting five. All right? Just don't do it. Just don't do it. 1 hour in the books. Another one coming down the pipe. We saw all the moves that Clemson made with the coaching staff earlier in the day. What does that mean? What's it mean to add C.J. Spiller to the list? What does it mean to give Tony Elliott a couple more 10K than he already has? We'll break that down in the next segment of the Rob Brown Show. You're listening to ESPN Upstate.